When Martin Shkreli hiked the price of an AIDS drug by 5,000% overnight, his defense was chillingly simple. This is a capitalist society. My investors expect me to maximize profits. This wasn't an aberration, but the logical conclusion of Milton Friedman's shareholder primacy doctrine that has dominated business thinking for decades. We've reached a critical inflection point where this narrow view of capitalism threatens not just society and the environment, but business itself. Every time we drive a car, fly on a plane, or even eat a cheeseburger, which generates emissions equivalent to burning half a gallon of gasoline, we're contributing to damage not reflected in prices. The true cost of coal-fired electricity isn't 5 cents per kilowatt hour, but closer to 13 cents per kilowatt hour when we account for climate and health impacts. Companies like Peabody Energy aren't creating value. They're destroying 5 times more value than they create. How did we get here? And more importantly, how do we move forward?
Reimagining capitalism requires 5 interconnected elements. First, businesses must create shared value strategies that generate profit while addressing societal problems. When Erik Osmundsson became CEO of Norway's largest waste company, he implemented zero-tolerance compliance after discovering widespread corruption. Though he initially lost 30 top managers, the company became an ethical alternative that attracted premium customers and emerged as one of Scandinavia's most profitable waste companies. Second, we need purpose-driven organizations that treat employees as autonomous co-creators rather than cogs. Third, finance must be rewired. By 2018, $19 trillion, 20% of assets under management, was already invested using environmental, social, and governance metrics. Fourth, cross-industry cooperation is essential. Nike discovered unilateral action wasn't enough when addressing child labor in its supply chain. Finally, we must rebuild democratic institutions, as many problems require effective government action. This vision is practical because thousands of companies already prove it works.
Is there evidence supporting the business case for creating shared value? Absolutely. Solar is now an $84 billion industry, employing more people than coal, nuclear, and wind combined. When Michiel Leinse joined Unilever as Lipton Tea's brand manager, he faced tea caught in a commoditization death spiral. His counterintuitive proposal? Commit to 100% sustainably grown tea, requiring training for over 500,000 smallholders despite ongoing price wars. After 6 months of persuasion, management approved. By 2015, all Lipton tea bags came from Rainforest Alliance certified estates. Farmers saw 15 to 15% yield increases and 10 to 15% income growth. In markets emphasizing sustainability, Unilever's market share increased significantly. By 2019, Unilever's purpose-led brands grew 69% faster than the rest of the business, generating 75% of the company's growth. Similarly, Walmart's sustainability commitments, launched in 2005, delivered unexpected financial benefits, saving over $1 billion annually just by doubling fleet efficiency. What's stopping more companies from following suit?
Despite clear economic benefits, many executives struggle with shared value because it represents architectural innovation, changing relationships between system components rather than the components themselves. Nike's story illustrates this perfectly. Phil Knight revolutionized footwear through overseas production and powerful marketing, reaching $3.4 billion in sales by 1992, yet remained blind to labor issues that would threaten his brand. When reports emerged about Indonesian workers making $14 an hour and child labor in Pakistan, Nike initially deflected responsibility. Only after sustained media pressure, campus protests, and falling profits did Knight acknowledge in 1998 that the Nike product has become synonymous with slave wages, forced overtime, and arbitrary abuse, finally committing to reforms. Architectural innovation proves exceptionally challenging because people typically focus only on their assigned piece of the puzzle.
Even CEOs fall into this trap. Knight's assumption that Nike's responsibility stopped at firm boundaries made criticism about labor practices initially incomprehensible to him.
Mark Bertolini transformed Aetna through two key initiatives, a digital platform using big data for health management and deploying teams to work directly with the sickest members. This consumer part of the healthcare revolution embodied a shared value thesis where improving member health simultaneously reduced costs and differentiated the business. Purpose-driven organizations combine a clear mission beyond profit with a commitment to treating employees with dignity in high-road environments where authority is delegated. King Arthur Flour exemplifies this approach. Rather than just selling flour, they sell an experience through web resources, demonstrations, classes, and a baking hotline, supported by a deeply engaged workforce. This management philosophy has historical roots. In 1861, Quakers George and Richard Cadbury revitalized their failing family business by combining quality products with enlightened employee treatment, rejecting Taylorism in favor of treating workers as gentlemen and citizens. Despite evidence that purpose-driven businesses outperform competitors, many firms struggle with this approach due to short-term pressures. Nearly 80% of CFOs would cut R&D to meet earnings targets, and 59% of executives would delay valuable projects to avoid missing quarterly numbers. However, the issue isn't simply investor impatience. Amazon's early years show investors can take the long view, valuing the company at $7 billion despite $3 billion in losses during its first five public years. Environmental, social, and governance, ESG metrics, have become crucial tools for reimagining capitalism. By 2019, over 80% of the world's largest corporations used Global Reporting Initiative standards, with approximately $47 trillion, 40% of professionally managed assets, incorporating social responsibility criteria. At JetBlue, sustainability head Sophia Mendelson implemented recycling programs and water efficiency initiatives that saved nearly $1 million annually while introducing electric ground equipment that cut expenses by $3 million over 10 years. By becoming the first airline to issue a SASB report, JetBlue attracted growth-oriented investors. One major investor spent 2 hours discussing the move.
We often attribute major social transformations to heroic individuals, Martin Luther King Jr., Rosa Parks, Nelson Mandela, but this narrative misrepresents reality. These leaders didn't create movements alone. They built upon foundations laid by thousands of ordinary people doing difficult daily work. Rosa Parks was a committed civil rights worker collaborating with experienced activists, and Mandela's success built on 50 years of collective struggle. Finding your purpose is essential for driving change. Some discover it through personal losses, fighting for their children's futures, or simply from a sense of justice. Connecting to this internal motivation prevents burnout during the difficult work ahead. Start with immediate action. Even small steps create momentum and influence others. Find allies who share your goals, as collective effort provides both strength and support. Bring your values to work, whether launching a purpose-driven company or driving change from within existing structures. Help rewire capital markets through impact investing and engage politically by joining advocacy groups and pushing for specific legislation. Don't measure success by whether you save the world single-handedly. Our current predicament stems from fear and separateness, yet we are fundamentally connected, songs the universe is singing. While pursuing solutions to global problems may not make you rich or famous, you'll find wonderful companions, experience both hope and despair, and know you've lived fully. The question isn't whether we can reimagine capitalism, it's whether we have the courage to try.